Morning, Abraham.
It is.
Oop. Lost my glasses, lost my notes.
Does that give you any sort of a hint?
Like I lost my mind, maybe?
It's about your desire to express fully that which is your knowing without your notes. In other words, you know it's all in there, but
oh, yeah.
You're sort of worried about not being able to express it fully, so you bring along your notes and all of that, and it's sort of symbolic of...
That's true. That's very, very true.
Sort of an impulse that he didn't see coming.
I've been very disconnected for the past couple of months. We've been remodeling our house. We started a year ago by going around to the neighbors and showing them the blueprints and making sure everybody was okay with the garage we were going to put up where the car deck used to be. Everyone said great, signed a letter in support, didn't bother to come to the planning commission meeting. Everything was aligned. I did a lot of pre-paving about the house itself and the wonderful things we were doing there and the garage and the family room that were together next to the house. And the house started and continued fabulously. It was wonderful. And then one week we started framing in the garage, and as soon as it was framed in, you would have thought there was a rebellion on the street. The neighbors showed up, and then a few weeks later there was a letter to us. It was very vitriolic, and you would have thought that they'd never seen the plans before and that we had done something terribly wrong. What I noticed one specific thing about the garage, and that was it was bigger than we had anticipated. In other words, it was higher off the street than we had anticipated and slightly wider. And that bothered both my wife and I. And so I guess my first question is, after a lot of thought, it occurred to me that the neighbors wouldn't have showed up if we had actually liked what we saw there, that they were, by the law of attraction, were just expressing that part of us that were unhappy with it.
We agree. They were a vibrational match to what you were feeling very strongly around that, yes.
Okay. Now, does that mean when we have to move back into our house, we're going to be spending a lot of money fixing that. We're going to lower the garage and make it smaller and so forth. And so that's all going to be taken care of, and I think we'll be very happy with it. So what you're telling me is when we move back in, the neighbors won't be feeling this way anymore.
We are certain that you will make your alignment. You will line up your energy. And as you are making minor adjustments, they will all come into harmony. It's an interesting thing because what this is really about, and we are enjoying very much the unfolding of this, is that...
I'm glad you are.
And as you begin to enjoy the unfolding of it, we will enjoy it even more. What happens is, in the same way that the way the drawing looked or the plans looked gave a certain amount of information, but as it is filled in with lumber and the actual manifestation, it's a little fuller. In other
words,
your neighbors, some people do not see very well from plans, and even if you had offered a pictorial drawing of an artist rendition of what it was to be like, still it is a sort of one-dimensional thing that when it is filled out with all of the lumber and when they are actually seeing the way it looks in the skyline or recognizing the way it looks as they are moving about, and the fact that it is something new that catches their eye to begin with at all. In other words, there would be people that would move into the neighborhood after the fact that would not ever even look at it.
Right.
But the fact that there's a spotlight shined on it makes it more vivid. And so you are really onto something important when you say, if we had completely aligned ourselves with the vision of it, and if we had been a perfect vibrational match to our vision, then the impulses and the decisions that followed that would have been in perfect vibrational harmony with that, there would not have been a ripple anywhere in the neighborhood. But it doesn't matter that you made some ripples, because that's the thing that we're most wanting you to hear. That's what we mean when we say contrast produces a rocket of desire, and then you say, oh, rats, here I am in this unfulfilled place. And we say, you never get it done. You're just continually regrouping and doing the best that you can from where you stand to bring yourself back into alignment.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes something like this that takes a little effort to bring yourself into alignment serves you enormously well on things that are coming next. In other words, it's not your job to please your neighbors, and yet the way they carry on and the power they seem to wield feels like it is your job to please your neighbors.
Oh, yeah.
When in truth, your only job is to be in alignment with yourself, and when you are in alignment with yourself, it is not possible for you to bring anything to yourself like displeased neighbors, you say.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Hold thoughts that thrill you. In other words, you can tell as you are moving through time and as you are pondering the subject, you can feel whether your thought is one that is letting it in or whether it is one that is not. You can feel.
Okay.
Good.
Thank you.
Indeed.